Now, in his opening remarks at the Mobilizing People's Power to Rise workshop, which took place on Saturday, the chairperson of the Rivonia Circle and also author and journalist Songezo Zibi described the purpose of the gathering as to define what kind of country and leaders we deserve. And part of his speech was published on the Daily Maverick today, and I'll just read you a snippet here. It says, if it is true that in a democracy the people get the leaders and country they deserve, then the purpose of this gathering must be to say what kind of country and leaders we deserve. The country we have and the leaders in charge of it are not what I deserve. They're not what you deserve. They are not what our children, families, and communities deserve. Interested to know your thoughts on that. But in the meantime, Songezo Zibi joins us now by Zoom. Songezo, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me today.
Before we go into your remarks at the conference, just explain to us what the workshop Mobilizing People's Power to Rise was all about on Saturday.
So this was more of a conference, really, but we have a different style of political engagement with participants, which is we allow lots of expression from the floor rather than too many speeches and so on. So this was a follow-up to another session we had in October called Mobilizing People's Electoral Power. That had 160 people only in Johannesburg. This one had close to 600 people in Johannesburg, Durban, Mthatha, East London, and Mahikeng joining in virtually from organized venues. And there was an idea mooted at the first one of a political movement to contest the 2024 elections. And we asked people to go and think about it, to consult and think very carefully about what the purpose of that movement would be. And therefore, this discussion was a follow-up to that conversation.
And Songezo, what is the Rivonia Circle that you are the chairperson of?
The Rivonia Circle is a non-profit. We set ourselves the objective of facilitating innovative civic engagement, encouraging and helping people to talk about political alternatives in ways that are not available to them from political parties. 28 million South Africans out of 40 million eligible voters do not vote. And so we've gone out to engage not only the registered or the voting, but also the not voting, to understand what would bring them back into the political system so that we have a credible and legitimate democracy. That's our purpose.
Now, if we look at your speech that you made over the weekend, which parts of have been published on the Daily Maverick, and you say in a democracy we should have the leaders that we deserve, and yet we're sitting in a situation in South Africa today where most of us feel we have very far from what we deserve.
Now, of course, we're very far from what you deserve, but and part of the reason is that the disaffection has caused people to switch off from the political system. Now, what that gives us is a set of leaders in most parts of the country who do not have the endorsement of the people. And really, my message was opting out of the political system is not an option, really. We need to opt in so that we can have the leaders we deserve. If you're not participating because we don't have the leaders we deserve, then you need to make sure that we've got the leaders we deserve. And you need to choose those leaders at community, at provincial, at municipal level, and at national level from among the same communities, because there are lots of South Africans with immense capability who can play a very critical role in our public life, but they don't because they're also disaffected.
Well, I was going to ask, Songezo, do you personally see anybody on the current political landscape that is a leader that we deserve?
No, there are very few, and that was the point. But it's not because they're not there. I work with people in many communities and different sectors of society who have enormous leadership and other capability. They're just not in formal politics. Let me be clear. One of the purposes of our work is to encourage those people to get into politics so that the population has the options that it deserves and that it is demanding.
Okay, so if we look at people getting into politics, is there any possibility that your organization will contest future elections?
Not the Rivonia Circle. The resolution on Saturday was to canvass and mobilize 1 million people to form a political movement. And that political movement will then contest the 2024 election. As I'm speaking to you now, there are hundreds of people who are using their networks, who are using their circles, their organizational platforms, and so on throughout the country doing just that. I thought a realistic number might be less, but the delegates insisted that 1 million was achievable by the end of March or April, and it can be done. So we said, fine, let's do it. And when that happens, that will be an organization separate from the Rivonia Circle. It will not be the Rivonia Circle, because the Rivonia Circle is a non-profit, and it will remain so.
But essentially, what's being thrashed out here is the very early development of a future political movement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That message was really clear. And by the end of this week, we will have an interim steering and coordinating committee for what we will call the Rise campaign, to which we will invite everybody who believes in the same values as the people that were in that meeting who took the resolution to join in and bring in others to part of that effort. I think a critical thing to share with your listeners is that we were all very clear that we are done complaining. We are now going to focus on solutions at community and national level. And that's what this movement needs to be about. Let's leave the reasons why we are unhappy behind us. We are not going to be able to change those political parties, but we can do something about the future.
Well, I think that message makes sense. I mean, it'll transcend black, white, rich, poor. Everybody is sick of it. We've all had enough. Songezo, are you able to share with us who the face of that future party will be?
So the decision on the actual registered political movement will be taken next year. What I will do over the next couple of weeks is to step back from day-to-day responsibilities at the Rivonia Circle and focus on convening this steering committee or organizing committee, making sure that there are representative structures right across the country, that it has resources, that it has money, and so on. So we have to begin that work now to get it on the ground. And there are lots of really talented people that are involved in their work. And by the end of this week, you'll get to know who some of those people are.
Excellent. So we'll watch this space. Songezo, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That's Songezo Zibi. He was joining via Zoom. He's in Pretoria just to discuss the movement that is taking place in Johannesburg with regards to the brewing of a new political party and perhaps giving us all some hope for future elections.